Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Sacred Chase, Moving from Proximity to Intimacy with God, by Heath Adamson, narrated by Kyle Tate. You have said, "Seek my face." My heart says to you, "Your face, Lord, do I seek." Psalm 27, verse 8. Introduction. My childhood had its share of challenges. To balance them out, my time was filled with skateboarding, long bike rides, hours of basketball in the summer, sunburns, and playing video games with my friends. We didn't have earbuds, motorized scooters, or the internet. I grew up in a day when, if school might be canceled due to bad weather, there were no text messages or social media posts. We had to get up early, sit in front of the TV, and wait for the scrolling announcements at the bottom to see if our school was in session. There were no instantaneous directions because we didn't have maps on our cell phones. There were no cell phones. Parents drove down the highway without slowing down, with large paper maps in front of their faces to figure out where to go, while their young child held the steering wheel. Getting lost on trips was normal, just like riding up to the gas station to use the phone book was. Every day, we always found plenty to do to capture our imagination and expend our energy. But then, the inevitable would occur. When young boys run out of sports to play, pizzas to eat, and dreams to chase, somehow and some way, they find another adventure to go on. But there are some adventures that just aren't wise. One day, as such a moment struck, I grabbed my fishing rod and headed to my friend's house. The fishing line needed to be strong as well as hard to see. For this reason, we re-threaded my rod with some line from his dad's tackle box. We happened to have a brand new, crisp, fake $20 bill, and we used his mom's translucent tape to attach the currency to the end of the fishing line, tied a sinker a few feet away from the money, and walked down the alley to take the back roads to a small field filled with lush bushes and tall trees on one of the busiest streets in the neighborhood, next to the stoplight. The wind was non-existent, which was perfect for our plan. We settled into the bushes and waited for about 10 minutes to ensure no one had seen us walking down the street with the fishing rod. We waited for the perfect moment. Then I threw the fishing line out, and it landed exactly where we wanted it to. The fake $20 bill was lying right on top of the sidewalk, a few inches from the curb, and the fishing line was invisible. It looked like a $20 bill was lying on the sidewalk, just begging for someone to pick it up. The bushes and trees were the perfect camouflage for us. We were able to observe everything that happened. We watched, time after time, as people put their cars in park, turned on their hazard lights, got out, and walked over to the money. The unassuming victims of our boyhood menace knelt down, reached out, and we watched their faces as the fake money scooted away across the ground, thanks to our fishing contraption. Then came one businessman in shiny shoes and dress slacks that he pulled up a bit as he knelt down. And that's when I slowly began to reel in the line. The wind must have blown it, I'm sure he thought. So he followed the money as it crept along the concrete. I started to reel the line faster as the man chased the money. People were staring at him from their cars, and we laughed our heads.